We sent our book to the publisher in Europe yesterday, and by this morning she had almost read the entire manuscript and loved it. Really loved it. She had come to some of the talks last summer when we were in Sweden, and that's when she asked if she could publish the book, her publishing house. And she loved it. We're going to do 3 in a row with her, or maybe even more.
Candace, do you have some idea of when it will be on the website? Like in a month, 2 months?
I'll know by the time I get back from this trip. Mm-hmm.
In the last couple of days, profound insight into the absolute simplicity and efficacy of this teaching and letting points of view be as they are has just dawned in a new and deeper and, you know, just a clear and lucid way, in that letting points of view be as they are, that simple practice and resting for short moments is awareness. That is exactly, if awareness could be said to do anything, that is exactly what it does. Let everything be as it is. So the practice, that practice is just such a brilliant, it actually is the only practice. And if you feel like talking about that any more than you already have.
When you get that that is the only practice, the single practice that is needed, then there's nothing else to get. And as there isn't a destination, and there's never any knowledge of what's going to come up, what's going to come next, with great specificity, then one is always prepared no matter what. And many people, when they first hear about it, they think, oh, something that is so great could never be attained through such simple means. But those are foolish assumptions. That's a very foolish assumption. It shows way too much dependence on conceptual frameworks and doesn't allow for instinctive recognition of the nature of reality. To the degree that we discipline ourselves and persevere in easily maintaining awareness, whenever we remember to do so, then to that degree there'll be more and more recognition of awareness on a daily basis. It's really very simple. There isn't a lot to say about it. And when it's stated very clearly, verbally and in written form and in other media, then it breaks through the defenses that are in the way of that instinctive recognition. And so in the Great Freedom Teaching, all we do is paraphrase the sentence, maintain awareness for short moments, repeated many times until it becomes automatic. All of the countless pages of the Great Freedom Teaching are paraphrasing that sentence in some way or another. And the Great Freedom Teaching provides a thoroughgoing support for the efficacy of that statement as being the solution to all problems, whether they're problems being faced in your individual situation, your inner life, or their community problems, family problems, problems of a nation, problems of the world, problems of the megaverse. Whatever's coming down, there's only one way to handle it. And then from that perspective of awareness, it's clear how to handle it. Otherwise, there's just confusion or being lost in some kind of swamp of a little bit of confusion, moderate confusion, or heavy confusion. There's no real solace at all, or fulfillment or satisfaction in continually seeking cures for what appears. If you are really bent on a cure, then you might as well know what the ultimate cure is and rely on that. The ultimate cure is uncured awareness. It's just so incredible to hear the words we were born to hear. It's incredible to think the thoughts we were born to think, and to live in the way we were born to live.